next guest is well known for his travels and very unique dining experiences, which you've probably watched on his Travel Channel show, Bizarre Foods. His passion for food comes with an empathy for people who can't afford even the basic foods needed for health and well-being, especially among children. That's why he's launched into a new career as a children's book writer. His new book brings with it a way to help those dealing with food insecurity. His book is AZ and the Lost City of Orpha. He, along with being the host of Bizarre Foods and four-time James Beard Award winner, he's also a writer for Delta Sky Magazine, along with the Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, culinary expert, teacher, food critic, Andrew Zimmern. How are you today, sir?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Great to have you here. A couple of websites for Andrew's World, andrewzimmern.com, and for his book, AZ, it's azworldexplorer.com. What was the motivation to do all this? Because, you know, with everything you've done and the success that you've cultivated, having talked with children's writers in the past, some say writing a children's book is the most challenging and even traumatic thing they ever tried to do.
Well, I enjoyed the experience, and I felt the responsibility to do it. My show had a lot of young fans. I'm a dad. There seemed to be a gap. You know, cardboard books have great messages for little kids, you know, 14 and up. You know, there's lots of authors addressing teen angst, anxiety, real issues, and creating great works of fiction for, you know, teen readers. But, you know, 7 to 13 seemed underserved in, you know, real characters with real problems, solving them on their own with great messaging, but also containing adventure learning modalities that parents could be really happy about having their children read. And we created a rip-roaring, rollicking Indiana Jones-style adventure book. This book is loaded with fun and action and excitement, and kids take away great lessons from it. But it's a thrill ride, a time-traveling mystery book going back to ancient Egypt, evil villains hell-bent on stealing the secret of turning lead into gold, and you know, a young trio of kids that prevents them from doing so. And, you know, our protagonist, little AZ, comes into this book, you know, not the greatest kid in the world. You know, he's got to go, he's not having a good year. Summer school, he's irresponsible, he's smug, he's not living up to his potential, you know, he's likable. But he's got a lot of stuff to work out, and because of this adventure, he's able to act his way into right thinking, because you can't think your way into right acting, and it's a valuable lesson for kids, and there's a lot of goofy food in it, and I thought it was a blast to write. Lisa Troutman did incredible illustrations. The design on the book is great. Heather Mackleton, my co-author, did a fantastic job. We really, as a trio, worked very hard to create and sustain a book that we hope is the first in just a series. And most importantly, a portion of the proceeds go to No Kid Hungry to help disadvantaged kids get a hot meal. 20% of children in America are food insecure. That's a criminal situation. That's not shameful. It's criminal. And we need to be supporting young people in this world. And, you know, if not for them, then for who? So sure, people can go to azworldexplorer.com. It's a website we created for the book so that they can learn more about it, read a sample chapter. And I would encourage listeners, even if you don't have a child in your life, buy this book, give it to a library, give it to a kid on the playground, you know, hand it to a kid on the street. Your money goes to a great charity, and we need to be spreading things like this around. There's too much other stuff going on in the world for kids that's spreading around that's not good. Here's something you can feel good about handing a young person.
And this is such an important cause. They just had a release of a report on how well schools are participating in the school breakfast program across the country. And state after state just sees participation rates dropping. And we always assume, well, the schools, that's the fail-safe. And everything's going to be okay if the parents can't take care of the kids with nutrition for whatever the reason may be, that the schools will do it. And the fact is, that's not always the case. So organizations and programs like No Kid Hungry really fill a void. But without the funding, they're helpless in this whole idea.
you know, we're sending, No Kid Hungry is doing everything from backpack initiatives, sending food home on Fridays with children so that there's food for the weekends. Summer is a catastrophic situation for children, food insecurity in the child stats rises dramatically during the summer when they're not getting meals in school. And look, let's face it, you know, schools, anywhere the public dollar intersects with food, it's not that great. So, you know, that warm hug that food is supposed to give, you know, I'm not sure a chicken nugget lunch, I mean, look, it's better than nothing, but we need to work to make food healthier, to make it taste better, to give people more access to it, most importantly. This is a national crisis in our country. I don't think it's shameful that there's 20% of Americans food insecure. I think it's criminal. This is the greatest civilization in the history of the world. And, you know, and we can't feed all Americans? I mean, this is not a political issue. This is a civics issue. We're not talking about, you know, Defense Department budgets. We're talking about feeding people. Feeding people. I mean, everyone in America should be eating. It's a devastating, it's a true national crisis. And, you know, in a small way, buying this book addresses that. So I'm very proud of that fact. I'm not afraid to say so.
No, you should be very proud. And I think, too, there's a ripple effect, too, that once awareness spreads, more people come involved. And certainly with what Andrew Zimmern is doing with his efforts in his book, AZ and the Lost City of Ophir, it really just helps people understand this is a problem that's in people's backyards, and they just don't think it's there.
Here's the thing. There's a stigma attached to, you know, financial insecurity, food insecurity. We don't walk around saying, I'm not making enough money to live, or I can't feed my kids. But the fact of the matter is that we're not talking about, a homeless population or extremely underserved people. While they are part of the equation, the majority here are, you know, families with incomes that still can't make ends meet, that are still deciding between medication for grandma and food for the kids. Parents are making really tough decisions right now. It is a true national crisis, and anything that anyone can do to help is vitally important.
And that's what Andrew is doing. And Andrew's also giving you a lesson, too, that there's always a way that you can help a cause that you care about. In this case, food insecurity for those with children especially. And when you buy a copy of AZ in the Lost City of Ophir, go to the website azworldexplorer.com. There's some great interactive ideas. If you ever wanted to learn about Master Blaster exploding foam, with the parent, of course, with guidance and protection, that's there for you, too. It's a great all-around package of fun, interesting story, great characters, and helping an important cause. So check it all out, azworldexplorer.com, andrewzimmern.com, AZ and the Lost City of Ophir. Mr. Zimmern, a pleasure meeting you, talking with you, and congratulations
Thank
on
you so
doing
much.
What you're doing with all this.
Thank you so much.